Peter Cavelos's interest in instrument making began with his fascination with a particular sound in music.
He grew up in Fitchburg, and he used to listen to his father's old 78 recordings of Greek music, and there was one instrument that intrigued him, but his father wasn't able to identify it. And then when Peter was 16, he happened to go to a dance in Leominster with an Armenian friend, and he walked in and he heard the sound, and he said, "My quest is ended."
It was an oud, this delicate instrument, stringed and fretless, pear-shaped with a rounded back. Now 65 years old, Cavello still gets a thrill making ouds.
First of all, it's the excitement that you derive, no matter how old I've gotten and how many instruments that I've built and so on, the very fact that I'm going to build an instrument. The instrument is sanded down, and scraped and sanded down to the point where it's going to receive its varnish. At that point is an exciting event also, because you know that the next thing you're going to do now is see the whole thing come alive. It's almost like a birth. The most exciting part, of course, is when you've created it, and then it goes into the hands of a professional, and then you see that professional sitting up on stage playing your instrument. Yeah. It's between me, the instrument, and the person playing.
Cavelos made this oud for his dear friend, the late Alan Bartabasian, who's heard playing here.